Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's all this about you going to Scotland?
No, I was looking at Scotland, actually, as a place to go for my summer holidays. Take a little lodge by Loch Lomond. Very pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. Getting stir crazy, are you?
A little bit, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind getting out and about and seeing a change of scenery, to be honest with you. It would be nice.
You know, you should get down the pub on Saturday for Super Saturday, you know, have a pint and a side order of coronavirus while you're at it, you know, and what's not to be liked?
The pubs will be absolutely rocking across England on Saturday. It may not be the ideal day to go out.
Yes, and just to put your plans about going to Scotland on ice, because a wee Nicky Sturgeon might have something to say about that. She might put you into quarantine.
Is that true? I don't know.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Okay, well, I think it'd be nice. And, you know, it's a nice part of the world. Maybe it's an opportunity to think about doing something different, going somewhere different. Lake Como is unlikely to be on the cards this year.
Come here, just spend a little time on the golf course. We know what you're like.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, markets mixed on Wall Street yesterday, although the S&P 500 was up by 0.5%. But so we're waiting on the non-farm payroll numbers, really.
We are. US stocks rose on positive vaccine developments, better than expected manufacturing data from the United States, all of which helped temper some concern over the jump in coronavirus cases. S&P 500 rose for a third straight day. Nasdaq jumped to a record high. Investors focused on early trial of an experimental shot from Pfizer and BioNTech, which showed it safe and prompted patients to produce antibodies. Closely watched gauge of manufacturing jumped in June in the United States to its highest level in more than a year. Path of the pandemic, still a major concern, of course, particularly in the United States, reporting a surge in cases over the course of the past several days. US daily cases topped 50,000 level for the first ever time. The infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci, will become very well aware of his work over the course of the past couple of months, warning the US rate could head towards 100,000 a day if the country doesn't get a grip of the virus. S&P 500 stay up 0.5%. Stock 600 in Europe was up 0.2%. Looks like we'll add to those gains at the open this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 30 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 73 points. CAC 1 in Paris up 35 points. Quite rightly alluded to, big focus for the markets today will be the non-farm payroll number, the US employment report. Look for the acceleration in hiring to persist in June. Expect the US economy to create 2 million jobs during the course of last month. Although you have to say the numbers are very hard to predict. Huge upside surprise that we saw in May, which could have been driven by the payroll protection program requirements. And that could have brought forward hiring expected in June, suggesting some give back in today's number. We do expect the unemployment rate to decline to 12.8% as a rebound in the participation rate offsets some of the effects from the increase in employment. Look for average hourly earnings and weekly hours to decline with a further reintroduction of service sector employees, which tend to have lower average hourly earnings and more part-time employment. But certainly a big number for the markets to watch out for. Gives us a guide to the health of the US economy and confidence of US companies.
Gosh, you have been doing your homework this morning. Normally,
like,
I'm
hard,
really tired. Oh, I can't wake up this morning.
More than 2 decades of doing this show, I am on it each and every day.
Is it 2 decades, really?
2 decades, God, big style.
Seems like a hell of a lot longer.
What type of language is that in the morning?
Good numbers from FedEx, hardly surprising. Surprising in the current environment, I would say.
Yeah, FedEx shares jumped nearly 10% yesterday after the courier reported a surge in deliveries and an efficiency drive that's helped it to propel earnings beyond Wall Street expectations. FedEx said it kept costs in check with a mix of job cuts, reduced incentive compensation, aircraft retirements, and delays to some investment projects. FedEx said its margins have held up despite pressures from soaring residential deliveries that are typically less profitable than commercial shipments. FedEx has extended its 7-day-a-week service, added capacity for large packages, said they got a boost from government and company customers if they've been flying PPE supplies around the world. In terms of the outlook, they've reported week-on-week improvement for business packages since April, predict it will take 18 months for airline freight levels to return to pre-pandemic numbers, and said that profitability will get a boost from its surcharge that it introduced in June.
And Pizza Hut not doing terribly well in the United States. It's hardly surprising with those things that they call pizzas, those thick crust filled with cheese. I mean,
yeah, I'm with you.
Cholesterol heaven.
Okay, Pizza Hut, but there's lots of competitive pressures in that market. And of course, the pandemic has made life particularly difficult for some of these operators. NPC, the largest franchisee of Pizza Hut restaurants in the United States, has filed for bankruptcy protection. This after coronavirus-related shutdowns added to existing competitive pressures in the restaurant industry. NPC opened its first Pizza Hut in 1962, operates 1,225 Huts and 385 Wendy's stores across the United States. The group has struggled with rising labor and food costs, struggled to develop its delivery business as it adapts away from its difficult dine-in model. Chapter 11 filing doesn't mean it goes out of business. Gives the company a chance to work out a plan to pay back its bills and to turn the business around. Restaurants, as we know, facing pressures from the pandemic. Temporary closures has drained revenue. For some, they will not survive. For others, of course, they will have to adapt quite dramatically to the new environment.
Is that a deep pandemic?
A deep pan, very good. That's nice, isn't it?
Thin and crispy, that's the way to go.
Get you onto pizza, suddenly you become an expert.
Thin and crispy. Nice margarita with some pili-pili on it.
What about Domino's? What's your view
on
Domino's?
No, absolutely not. No. Thin and crispy. Keep it simple. Hot sauce. You're laughing.
Yeah. A good Italian pizza. That's what you need.
Well, they do pretty good pizzas in this part of the world. I mean, it is nearly Italy. But yeah, have you never had a pizza down here?
I probably have. I'm guessing I have in my time.
Well, you can buy me one next time you come down anyway.
You used to do a lovely pizza, actually, in the Fairmont downstairs.
I'm sure they still do, yeah.
Very nice.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 124.5. Euro dollar coming in at 112.5. 1 euro, 10.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Speak to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hang Parson Barclay.